Read in its own right, Stone's novel has a certain power as the expression of the high romantic view of art and the artist. Michelangelo, this awesome god of creativity, now stands indisputably as one of the loftiest pinnacles of big art. This status explains why the populous Japanese company Nippon TV opted to bankroll the restoration of Michelangelo's frescoes. A group of artists wrote in protest, including the newly deceased Andy Warhol. The Vatican conservators dug themselves into defensive bunkers. Ruined or revealed? The ugly controversy about the Sistine Chapel cleaning rumbles on. The one thing that has not suffered is Michelangelo's own reputation. This, in our age, seems to remain inviolable.
Art historian Martin Kemp ending this week's series of The Essay. The programmes were produced in Belfast by Richard Yar. There's no essay tomorrow night as we're broadcasting the opening lecture from Radio 3's Free Thinking Festival in Gateshead from 10 o'clock.
Radio 3 presents Free Thinking,
a festival of cogitation, debate, discussion and argument.
A thought-provoking festival of ideas from Gateshead.
Change is part of the human condition and we love change that we're in control of.
Michael Ignatieff, Polly Toynbee, Kate Adie and Anthony Beaver are among the writers, scientists, philosophers and historians discussing the issues shaping our world.
I came here bringing a fence which I fully intended to sit on. Edith's now revved me up so much I'm going to take my colours to the mast straight away.
Free Thinking. Beginning with a Free Thinking lecture with former Irish President Mary Robinson. On BBC Radio 3, tomorrow night at 10 o'clock.
And Mary Robinson will be talking to Sean Rafferty in a special free-thinking edition of In Tune tomorrow, along with some of the festival's movers and shakers and some great live music. In Tune from 4:30. This is BBC Radio 3, 90 to 93 FM on digital radio and online. And now it's time for Late Junction with Fiona Talkington.
Thank you. Well, coincidentally, both those tracks are called Inca. Vimma, first of all, who's at the Life M Festival tomorrow night at King's Place, playing there with Jari Kokkonen and Matti Valenius. And then Nordic Tree, that's the trio of Timo Alakotila, Arto Järvelä and Hans Kennemark. And welcome to the last Late Junction of the week. I'm Fiona Talkington with you till 12:30. I've been listening to some tracks from a new compilation of 1970s Colombian music called Diablos del Ritmo. This is Roberto de la Barrera y su piano and a number called Sabrosón, which I gather means tasty. The energetic sounds of Roberto de la Barrera y su piano and a number called Sabrosón. The Manchester Jazz Festival hosted a BBC introducing stage at the festival back in July, presented by Jez Nelson. And this included a set from the Bristol-based band Duckler, who've been together since 2010. That's Charlotte Osterfew on baritone sax, Sophie Stockman on alto, Nick Malcolm on trumpet, sitting in for Pete Judge on this concert, and Matt Brown on drums. And from them, here's a number called Itis.
Thank you.
From Bristol, a band called Dakla recorded at the Manchester Jazz Festival on the BBC Introducing Stage. And later on, I'm going to play you some more music recorded at the Manchester Jazz Festival, this time from a Reading, London band called Eam. And the Life M Festival is underway at King's Place this week. Geir Jensen, or Biosphere, is there tomorrow. This is him from a few years ago, a realisation of Arno Norheim, Transparenza. I can really feel myself breathing in those heavy mists. That was a track called Boiling Spring from a very early album by Vimma Sari, whose music I've been featuring all this week. And he's at the Life M Festival at King's Place tomorrow night. And the piano music just before that was another track from Christopher Fox's More Things in the Air Than Are Visible, played there by Ian Pace. And first of all, Biosphere and Transparenza from his CD with Death Prod, arranging the music of Arna Nurheim. Now, also this week, I've been featuring versions of the song Strange Fruit, and really looking forward to playing you this incredibly moving one. It's by Jeff Buckley, recorded in 1993 at Chennai in New York City.
Strange fruit, blood on the leaf, and blood at the root. A black body swinging in the southern breeze. Strange fruit hanging from the poplar tree. Pastoral singing of the gallant sound of the bulging eyes and scent of magnolia, sweet and fresh. And then the sudden smell of burning flesh. Oh, 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 for the crows to plumb, for the rain to gather, for the wind to serve, for the sun to roar, for the tree to drop. Now here is your strength.
Definitely a You Should Have Been There moment. Jeff Buckley from 1993, recorded at the Cheney Club in New York City. Strange Fruit. If you want to get in touch, it's late.junction@bbc.co.uk. And back again now to the BBC introducing stage at this year's Manchester Jazz Festival, held in July. And a London Reading band called Im. Jim Howard leads the project, which was conceived as a musical recording experiment. Just put four musicians together and just play. No set agenda, no rules. Tim Dean Lewis is on keyboards, guitar and electronics. Jim Howard on trumpet, electronics and loops. Luke Ansley on sax and Martin Allen on percussion and drums. And from them, this is a number called Pocket Kitchens. Thank you. That's a quartet called Ima and a number called Pocket Kitchens, recorded at this year's Manchester Jazz Festival. And one more track from them a little bit later on. This is the Edinburgh duo of Mary McMaster and Donald Hay. I remember them coming in to play live in the Lake Junction studio when we were at Glasgow's Celtic Connections Festival some years ago. That was a great occasion. This is a track from their new album, Hook. This is Tame Fokurum.
Ame fochurum hi uroela, ame fochurum svavoran torsha, smocheshtja korshtjer evralich lehil. Ame fochurum hi uroela, mocheshtjan toasana galaver hoa. Levrach gan gwele, gilio yn y ffeile. A mi ffochwr ym hi yw'r oele. A mi ffodd i yn smyn i masgire. Snachet mi sgrifach, ddiom sych meda. A mi Sporad o'r wersion, y cael.
Thank you.
Someone who's always coming up with unexpected ideas, Helge Lien, from his trio's new CD, Kattenschlager. And before that, the duo of Mary McMaster and Donald Hay, and that's from their album Hook. And you can find details of all the music I'm playing here on Late Junction on the Late Junction playlists. You'll find those via the Radio 3 website. And don't forget, you can always get in touch with us by email. It's late.junction@bbc.co.uk. And you'll also find details of the BBC Piano Season on the Radio 3 website. Composer in residence at this year's Huddersfield Contemporary Music Festival is Maya Ratia. I've been playing you with her album Voice from 2002 all week. And from that now, this is the title track.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Well, there's a Finnish afternoon at this year's London Jazz Festival, Sunday the 11th of November, including an appearance by the Finnish-Norwegian trio Kuara, who appear on a CD called Psalms and Songs. And they are Samuli Mikkonen, Marko Unaskari and Per Jørgensen. And that was their version of a Karelian folk song. Before that, John Sermon's Triadic Horum, and he's going to be hearing the world premiere of a brand new piece he's written for the Huddersfield Contemporary Music Festival this year, a premiere of a commission for saxophone, piano and male voice choir. And first of all there, Huddersfield composer in residence Maya Ratia and voice. Some early piano music now, part of the BBC's piano season by Kjetil Bjørnstad, whose experiences of growing up as a young pianist in Oslo feed very much into his novel called To Music. This is Prelude number 13.
Thank you.
Kjetil Bjørnstad's Prelude No. 13 from a double album of his early piano music. And that book I mentioned, which is about growing up as a pianist in Oslo, is called To Music. And also you'll find full details of the BBC's Piano Season on the Radio 3 website. Thanks very much for your company here on Late Junction this week. Tomorrow in World on 3, Marianne Kennedy introduces a session from the singer Karina Polwart. And in Jazz on 3 on Monday night, Jazz Nelson presents Jim Hart's Cloudmakers Trio with guest sax player Antonin Trihuang. And Max is here on Late Junction next week, and I look forward to being back with you very soon. I'm going to end with another number from the BBC introducing stage at this year's Manchester Jazz Festival from the quartet Im. And this is called Sully. Good night. Thank you.
Hello and welcome to BBC Radio 3 Through the Night with me, Jonathan Swain. For over 30 years, from the early 1780s onwards, if you'd mentioned the Barber of Seville to any opera goer throughout Europe, Paisiello would have been the composer to spring to mind. His opera was performed everywhere from St Petersburg to Lisbon. But then, in 1816, Rossini came along and all that changed. Though not immediately, I have to say. The first night of what was to become Rossini's most popular opera was in fact a total disaster. As the original overture went astray, very economically, Rossini used one he'd already used for two earlier operas. The overture here from Günter Pichler, conducting the Symphony Orchestra of Slovenian Radio and Television. The overture to Rossini's opera about comic capers in southern Spain, The Barber of Seville. The performers there, Günter Pichler, conducting the Symphony Orchestra of Slovenian Radio and Television. This concert, a recent one from Slovenia. Well, violinist Ols Cinzo joins them now at this concert for Mendelssohn's Violin Concerto. And there are, of course, two of those. This isn't the famous E minor violin concerto, but a performance of Mendelssohn's youthful D minor violin concerto.